The Brady Report. For world first, better exchange rates than the big four banks on international money transfers.
Been a big weekend of Brady. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Morning, everyone.
Let's have a look at the crime and the fact that it's on the up over there in the UK.
Yeah, so crime figures for the past 12 months in England and Wales, up to 5 million crimes. Now, that is an increase of 10%, and this comes at a time when the policing budget has been slashed and police numbers in the UK have dropped. Last 5-6 years, they've dropped quite significantly. So a lot of people are making big play of conservative austerity and all of that. 5 million crimes recorded in England and Wales in the past 12 months.
Now, the fire investigation, they've called in experts who are involved with 9/11.
Yeah, so this is Grenfell Tower in West London. The investigation is continuing, and a lot of the locals and obviously residents who survived, they are very, very angry. They feel it's moving really slowly. We learned today that 9/11 investigators are being brought to London because of their expertise. And on each floor of that building, they're dealing with 15 tonnes of rubble. And, of course, an awful lot of people still missing.
Yeah, awful. Now, the Prime Minister's going on a holiday.
Yes, she is, Theresa May. Parliament has now wrapped up. They're on their holidays until late September. And Theresa May and her husband, Philip, they're going hiking in the Alps. So the Italian Alps to begin with, and then into the Swiss Alps. They go there every single year. A lot of people asking the question, Milsy, will she still be Prime Minister come September?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be taking a holiday in her situation, but I suppose everyone deserves a break. Mate, you have a great weekend, and we'll do it again on Monday.
Look forward to it, guys.